Getting an update from a producer from the United Kingdom. I'm Keith Wunberg with your Farm News Update. Zippy Duval is the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He traveled to the UK and he talked with the farmer producer, David Barton, and he shared what they're doing to care for their land and for their animals.
So thank you for showing me your pastures and your cattle. We're really enjoying this in the beautiful weather here in England, out on the countryside. I'm interested in the environmental practices that you're using here and to hear you tell the story of what you're trying to accomplish, but also how the cattle contribute to it.
Yeah, thanks, Zippy. Our environmental scheme covers just about the whole farm, and what we were looking at earlier was some of the floristically enhanced grass margins. So we don't graze those until mid-August, and it's a whole variety of plant species there that are allowed to thrive without farming them, if you like. And what we've noticed is some of those species that are coming through, really important, the orchids that we saw. But the reason why, and this is what I try and explain to the environmentalists, is the reason why it's so successful is because we come and graze it in the autumn, and you cannot have those environmental benefits without livestock. And our species-rich grassland on the farm, which is really few and far between now, again, it's the very fact that we've managed that grassland for generations with livestock. And livestock are absolutely essential. And what we're doing right now, this was the field we stood in was an arable field that we'd have grown wheat, barley, oats in. This is now in a herbal lay. But the fertility that the cattle are now putting back into this soil and the biodiversity that's been created, absolutely essential. So going forward, livestock are a key component to how we're going to produce food sustainability going forward. I'm absolutely sure of that.
Yeah. An interesting update with the American Farm Bureau and their recent trip to the UK. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wunberg.